about a month ago with Good Riddance in the basement of where was that club? Coney Island High. That's where they played last. And before we go into the whole interview, we're going to play a song off their new CD called Comprehensive Guide to Modern Rebellion. And the name of the song is This Is the Light.
When he joined the band, that's pretty much when we started actually seriously trying to write songs and seriously trying to play out. So, you know, we've been around a long time in one form or another, playing Santa Cruz, our hometown, seriously as far as like a band, a goal-oriented band, like let's play music, let's tour, let's record, only about 5 or 6 years. Our bass player Chuck has been in the band for over about 2.5 years, and our drummer Sean has been in the band for almost a year. We get along pretty well, and we've been told by people that tour with us, that are toured other bands, that we get along a lot better than most bands. So, like our roadie used to join for Liveway, and said they fought all the time, and said we get along really well, so. We're just mellow on tour, you know, we just try to take things too seriously, and, you know, it's, try to look at it with a combination of this is a job, but also this should be fun, and we're getting a chance to, like, get out and travel and meet people and play shows, and so We try not to take it too seriously. I try not to like let little petty things get on our nerves.
How was the your tour? How was everything else on the tour? You said it was pretty good.
Yeah, well, we had, it was supposed to be the 88 Fingers Louie, and they left the tour after three shows, and that was kind of a bummer. Just because they're a good band and they're our friends, but what ended up happening is it was made a lot easier for Ensign, who was on our whole tour with us. There were some shows that wasn't for sure they could get on, and due to the fact that 88 Fingers Louie was not on the shows, Ensign had a better chance to play in front of a lot of people, which was kind of what we wanted to do, is to expose them. And so we had a really good time with them. We played a lot of really good shows all through the South, down to Florida, up the East Coast. We met up with Ignite about 5 days ago in New Jersey, and we're going to be with them the rest of the way through Canada. And it's been a really good tour. Our album that we're touring on, our second album, which came out on June 18th, and we're finding that a lot of people don't have it yet, and it's just missed being reviewed in a lot of fanzines, which is sort of a drag. But the shows have still been really good as far as like us headlining. And Ignite's headlined these last bunch of shows back here, and then we're going to start headlining as soon as we get to Canada. So it's been really fun. It's been a good time. We've gotten to know Ensign, and they're really good friends of ours now, and can enjoy their company and go out and support the album. That's what it's all about. Our fourth year tour. We did one last summer, and like as far as East Coast, we played the Pipeline, New Jersey, and we played Staten Island to like five people. So we didn't really hit this area too hard. Then we did another tour last summer. We did mostly Canada, but we played Philadelphia and Richmond, and the Philadelphia show was really good. And we just did the U.S. with Down by Law about two and a half months ago, supporting them. And we did Philadelphia, New Jersey. We played here at Coney Island High. We played D.C. and Connecticut on that tour, and those were all really good shows. That was like a great tour for us.
Yeah.
So this is actually our fourth time around.
Yeah. All ages club? Or?
Yeah. We only play all ages shows. And it was really cool. Yeah, like a lot of kids. And I think that's like a little north of Philadelphia. But.
And stuff. How are you involved in? Are you more involved in that?
We're involved into this as far as cruelty free living, and that everyone in the band is we have two vegetarians and two vegans in the band. And as a band, there's very little that we actually could say as a band. Good Riddance is this or that. but we are very much into vegetarianism and cruelty-free living, you know, to whatever extent we can. And as far as like using our status as a band, that the tours and some people come to see, maybe trying to get the message out in any way that we can by promoting those groups. Like our first album, we threw names of organizations that we didn't necessarily belong to, but that we've at some point been in contact with, such as like Refuse and Resist, Vegan Action Network out of Berkeley, California, and Food Not Bombs at that point. Just so people who may have never like heard of those groups might like look at the lyric sheet and go, wow, wonder what those organizations are. Then we took it a step further in the new record and actually contacting Food Not Bombs. And our idea was to have 10 cents from each record we sell donated to Food Not Bombs. And I believe Propaganda did the same thing on their record. And actually it's 5 cents of our record and Fats donating 5 cents of their own money, which is a really cool thing. Because there's a lot of money in punk rock right now, and our take on it is that why not give some of it back to the organizations that we've been singing about all these years that are trying to affect the changes that we supposedly at some point have stood for. A politically active band as far as like as the extreme as some bands are, but we are a band that would like to, you know, we try to do whatever we can to help out as far as we play benefit shows, we have literature at our merchandise table for free that we get from various organizations involving vegetarianism, animal cruelty, animal liberation, all that kind of stuff. So we're trying to like use our position as a band that gets to play a lot and in different parts of the country to maybe get a message out about vegetarianism and animal rights, because that's one thing, like one common thing as a band that we have, because we have like all kinds of different beliefs in our band and we don't really stand for any one thing, but that's like one thing that we all can agree on that we'd like to try to do.
What made you decide to be vegetarian or vegan?
Well, I used to eat meat for a long time because I thought that's what you're supposed to do. The city we live in Santa Cruz, California is a really, it's like a hippie town, like laid-back surf town, and there's a lot of vegetarians there. There's a lot of like that kind of just atmosphere. So it was always around me. And actually, to be honest, because I listened to Straight Edge, I listened to a lot of Straight Edge, and up until Youth of Today put out the record We're Not in This Alone and had the song No More, vegetarianism and Straight Edge hadn't really combined yet. And when that song came out, I remember a lot of people really like took notice and thought, wow, this is something that might be cool to look into, because I hadn't really looked into vegetarianism before. And because of that song and a big article in the No Answers scene back then about vegetarianism, I decided to check it out. I read Diet Free New America, which was recommended to me by a vegetarian friend. And ever since then, for a little while, I kind of went back and forth, and then I was strictly vegetarian. And then about 4 years ago, I decided to go completely vegan and make that change. And just basically a natural process, natural progression, trying to do what I can to like get out of the loop of animal cruelty.
Yeah.
And just basically, because I consider myself a moral person. I think we're all moral species and humane. And I think that contributing to animal cruelty goes against that. And I think we're all basically hypocritical in a lot of ways about that. And there's certain things that we're always going to do that are going to mess up the planet or the environment. But I think as far as like doing what you can to take yourself out of the loop, like I said, I don't wear leather. I don't use animal tested products. I try to like make sure everything I buy is cruelty free. And like I said, I do what I can. Sometimes I can't find anything like that. Especially when I'm home, it's really easy to use cruelty free products. And
how do you find that on the road?
I just stock up before I leave on natural toothpaste, natural deodorant, and. I don't wear leather. And on the road, we've actually found, because there's two vegans in the band and two vegetarians, and we can eat almost anywhere. But we also, we've got a guidebook of vegetarian restaurants in Northern California, Northern America. And we also, get to towns and where we know people, and kids will tell us, there's a good restaurant over here that has vegan food, and even if you don't know that, if you just basically hit a lot of ethnic places, like Chinese, Thai food, Indian food, because most of those countries never had a lot of meat. Yeah. Or animal products in their diets to begin with, so usually okay.
What's the name of this book, this guide?
It's called Natural Food Resource, Natural Food and Restaurant Guide. And it's really cool. It's United States and Canada. They have all these cities and names of either vegetarian delis, health food stores, or restaurants. They either are strictly vegetarian or have a largely vegetarian menu. And it describes what you can get there, how expensive it is, and a phone number. We've used it like 5 or 6 times on this tour. Yeah.
not really about anything in particular, this one.
What was going through your mind when you were writing that?
It's going to sound really unprofessional, but I tell you.
Fine.
What went through my mind was we have this song and no lyrics yet, and it's almost time to record. So I had to hurry up and think of something. But a funny thing is, a lot of times that's when I end up like getting really inspired to write songs, is when like the pressure's on.
Yeah.
That song's really, it doesn't, has no real heavy meaning behind it. Some of our songs do here and there, but that's more just like a light introspective song. You know, I'm like a real introverted, quiet person. I've had a lot of experience in my life of being alienated and not feeling like I fit in anywhere. And a lot of that comes out in some of the songs I write, because I was and still am a big loser.
What songs are those, if you don't mind me asking?
Light a Cigar. It's like pretty much the loser theme song. And Token Idiot, Lampshades, the same way.
I wear this lampshade on my skull for one more night.